So this, called this young man, he's, I think he's a pastor, but anyway. And I just, when he came up to be the runner, I just went in my pocket and get out, pulled out what God told me they were going to get. He got it.
All right. Wow.
When we understand to obey God, it doesn't cost you, it pays. So I'm going to talk to you about this grace. So you can understand, when you walk in this, what God have called us to, it pays. It doesn't cost you, it pays. Your life will never be the same. Things start happening to you because of this grace works. God had released himself to humanity so we could, oh glory to God, so we could become like him. And I don't think that have registered on most believers. They don't know. They're just like their Heavenly Father. And it's your faith that receives from him what he'll provide for you in Christ Jesus. So he says, and what he says in Isaiah 40, he said, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. For the mouth of the Lord has what? Spoken it. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. And we're about to get into this. Ephesians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, and we'll start with verse 5. What did I say? Ephesians. I'm all over in here in Colossians. No wonder it ain't working. Give me a minute. I'm trying to find him. All right. Listen to what Paul wrote, and I'm reading from the Passion Translation, but I want you to listen to this. Because we are talking about grace. He said, everybody can, all eyes should see this. And right now we're in the, as I said earlier, we're in the Christmas season. And you know, everybody's talking about gifts and giving. It's about one person, God's gift to the world. And people will make more sales and they'll make more money during this time of year than any other time of the year. You know why they put on Black Friday? They couldn't put it on if they wasn't making money. They couldn't give you a discount. That's how they can give you a discount, because they have made a bunch of money. How do you think they can put stuff on sale? Because they have met their quote. What they got the money in, what they put in it to purchase that product, they met the quote. So they got this extra. And they dropped the price on a little bit. That's just extra money coming. Now, well, ain't nothing wrong with it. That's the way you're supposed to do. But we're going to talk about this grace. Are you ready? Yeah. Paul got this revelation, Ephesians chapter 3. And we are going to start at verse 5. So listen. Paul got this revelation. He said, there had never been a generation that has been given such detailed understanding. Remember Ephesians 1:8 says, he had given us, made everything available to all wisdom and prudence, understanding, insight. Never, never, never has a generation, he said, have been given such detailed understanding of this glorious, glorious and divine mystery until now. He kept it secret until this generation. God revealing it only now to his sacred apostles and prophets by the Holy Spirit. Here's the secret. The gospel of grace has made you non-Jews believers and co-heirs with the promise through your union with him. And you have now become members of his body, one with the anointed one. One with the anointed one. Do you understand what it means to be one with somebody? Do you understand? All right. To be one, what is God saying? One with the anointed one. That means I'm just like him. That means you're just like Jesus. Whatever God will do for Jesus, he'll do it for you. Now listen to this. We've been over these scriptures and we heard them before, but that's why we keep going over. Where is Jesus? At the right hand of God. Is there anything God won't do for Jesus at his right hand? He have what? He has raised him up and exalted him and did what? Made him do what? Sit where? In heaven places, at the right hand of God, at the throne of God. That's where Jesus is sitting, right? But what happened? He raised us up together and made us do what? Sit together with him. I mean, whatever God is doing, whatever Jesus has access to, whatever ability that Jesus have at the right hand of God, don't you know we have it? Now? Do you think the enemy is running Jesus' life, telling him what to do? Absolutely not. This is the message that God had given to Paul, or the Holy Spirit gave to Paul, and that God sent Jesus to the earth to preach, and it have not been preached in its fullness. And even Paul, listen to me now, even Paul wrote in the book of Hebrews, you turn over there, and not now, and read it in the 5th chapter of the book of Hebrews. He said, there's things I wanted to say to you, but you were dull of hearing. And because many people want to remain on the bottle, remain on milk, you can't teach very deep. Because you start teaching kind of deep, it chokes them. I'm trying to get you out of choking stage. So you can start eating some steaks. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Because there is grace and there is anointing can cause you and I to walk in the level of this God-given life. Just as Jesus did, and not too few or none have reached it. But that don't mean it's not true. And we have a tendency to do what we see somebody else do. But Jesus is our example. Amen. Now listen up. He said in verse 7, I have been made a messenger of this wonderful news about the gift of grace. Whoo! What grace had done for us. About the gift of grace that works through me. And I thank God